Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche: without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. And yes, I'm back. And I just want to talk about something that I seen watching Vlad TV. He was giving Michael Jai White an interview. And Michael Jai White started talking about self-hate and the backstory to self-hate. And I'm here to tell you, like, I was blown away. I was blown away. Like, wow, that's where it really comes from. It goes all the way back to the slavery days. But I don't want to mess up his words. I would rather you go listen to it for yourself. You can find it on YouTube. It's not hard. But yeah, it was just how it started and how it just been passed down from generation to generation to generation. And how he even got caught up, how he even had to check himself. And what I mean by self-hate is when a brother is doing something and he fall down and people be happy. And I have noticed that, man, like, people are so happy to see you when you are down. And that's sad to me. I thought you'd be more happy to see a person up, but nah, it don't work that way. It don't work that way. I don't know if that is the same inside of the white community, but I can tell you something. It's real in the black. You feel me? Like, it's very real in the black community, and I can't make that up. I really can't make that up. So with that being said, of course, you know, I'm going to be different. I am different. I don't even put myself inside of that category. You want to know why? Because I was once a credit giver. And if you know anything about credit, it's way better than cash. You know what I mean? Just got to pay your bills on time. But let's get back to this self-hate. I digress. Yes, Michael Jai White just really opened my eyes to, I'm glad that I changed. And I see it differently. I don't see it the way I used to see it. I don't look at things the way I used to look at things. Like, it's different, man. Like, it's different. I promise you that. So, but I do recommend people go see what I'm talking about. Like, it was real and it was deep. And it really made me think. And when he even said he caught himself being that way, and he got mad at himself and he had to change, because he was like, how in the hell am I happy because this brother, he said, I'm not gonna call the actor name, but why am I happy that this guy isn't doing good? Like, I shouldn't be happy. That shouldn't make me happy. But he broke it down and he was like, yo, self-hate. Like, we've been taught this shit, but it started out of love. It didn't start from anything negative, because, like, back in the slave days, like, if you wanted to go learn how to read, 9 times out of 10, you would have been hanging from a tree. So they stopped people from being their better version, because what choice did they really have? Because if you went out there seeking something better and they got their hands on you, 9 times out of 10, you would have been hung from a tree. So I get it. But those days are over. And it's so true, because it's crazy that he said all of that, because, like I said, I've been to prison. And I can remember vividly me coming home, talking to my grandmother, and her not even understanding you killing me. Because her concept of me having a felony or being a convicted felon was way different than my concept of being a convicted felon. I felt like couldn't none stop me. I'm home, I'm on the streets, this is my opportunity, like, let's go get it. But in her eyes, she thought I wasn't gonna be nothing. And she used to say it all the time, but I, you know, and I used to have to tell her, like, no, that's not going to define me. But she used to think in her mind, and you know, once someone is older, you can't change their mindset. You can't change what they, you know, exactly what's on their mind. You know, you can't change that. So whatever they thinking, you know, it's already there. But she really was thinking that just because I caught that felony, like, my life was practically just over. Like, basically, like, I'm not gonna be able to find a job. I'm not gonna be able to do a lot of things. And I couldn't let her words, truthfully, this is so true, I couldn't let her words, like, dictate my actions and my thoughts. Because if I had that thoughts, I might as well pick up dope again and hit the ground running, right? I mean, dribbling the basketball is over with. Running the football is over with. 26, 27. Can't do that. So what's next then if that's my only option? So I never believed that. And so I get it. So I understand exactly where Michael Jai White was coming from. I really do. And we just need to be better at motivating one another. Like, stop tearing each other down, man. There's no reason to kick someone when they are down. I don't get it. I have never understood the satisfaction in that. I don't gain satisfaction in kicking someone just because they are down. Like, what's the point of that? Like, it's insensitive. Like, it's really downright heartless for real, because would you really want someone to do that to you? I don't think we walk in the world with the concept, the shoe on the other foot concept. You know, do you want somebody to treat you that way? That's just like my little brother. My little brother is gay. And I pray to God people give my little brother the respect that he deserves, because I give all people the respect they deserve. I don't look at a gay person and judge. How? I can't. My little brother is gay. So I don't even fit in that criteria of judging like that. I'm just giving examples. So yes, check out what Michael Jai White said, and it was good. It was good. It just made me think, and I'm still thinking. I'm thinking so much, I'm making a podcast about it. So, yeah, man. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what more? He hit it on the head. I just didn't know where it started from. I didn't know that it started out of love. It all starts from love. Self-hate. Started out of love, good intentions. But now they're gone bad. And on that note, thank you. To all the new people who just checking me out, listening to me, I appreciate it. You know my slogan. You know how I'm doing it. I'm doing it like it's 1999, like I'm slinging mixtapes out the back of my trunk. If you like what you heard, share the podcast, tell people about me. But because without you, that is not a lie. I promise you, there is no me. And I love you. Thank you for all the support. I really appreciate it. And I'm out.